Hi, dictation for Caroline West. See, her name is K like Kelly, A-R-O-L-Y-N, W-E-S-T, Caroline West. The date of service is 11-19-2024, and date of birth is 12-3-1978. Date of accident is 3-17-2024. The patient was rear-ended as a front seat passenger. The impact has caused most of the symptoms as a report. She was having a headache along with dizziness and vertigo without any other symptoms. But in the pain, she was having pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, severe. There is radiation to both arm and right leg, front and back, pain in both knees and both shoulders. The symptoms have continued so far, along with headaches, pain in both shoulders, and neck, mid-back, lower back. However, she reports that both shoulders are now very well healed, and she can move all the way to 180 degrees of range of motions. And the physical therapy 3 times per week is going on, but there is no relief. And pain is around 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Pain in the knee is also 10. ADLs are affected 10. Patient reports there is no relief in the symptoms at all. And please review the records for the ADLs for system review for additional issues. Substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 132 over 77, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam remains the same from the previous visits of this patient, which is 10-17-2024, dictation number 1020-015. Procedures are the same. Plan is as follows. The patient was informed about her MRI finding, which is bulging disc of C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 as a possible cause of pain in the neck. There is also a spasm in the vertebral muscles, paravertebral muscles in the MRI. The patient never came for injection treatment. L5-S1 has a 2 mm posterior disc bulge and a moderate bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis, facet ligamentum hypertrophy. In the right knee, patient has oblique tear of the posterior horn of the lateral meniscus and a joint effusion. So the patient was recommended injection to these areas. Only one injection to the right knee was done on the last visit, and patient has moderate relief. Medications were provided to the patient as follows. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief. Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and relief of pain. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The patient will visit us again. Sure, physical therapy continues for the neck, mid-back, lower back, the right knee area. Is okay to regular work. She is provided with tizanidine 4 mg twice a day in addition to Zithromax for her infection that she is reporting unrelated to the car accident. And tizanidine is provided for muscle relaxation. She requested for that. Her max and labs have been reviewed. Thank you.